3-channel installation of the video trilogy Feral Domestic and the 3 artist books of drawings, writings, and images. Admission is free, and more information can be found by visiting the Western Front website, westernfront.ca, or by calling 604-876-9343 for more information.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
The FCAT After School Podcast is back for its 3rd season.
Starting January 10th, you'll hear interviews and profiles from Simon Fraser University's Faculty of Communication, Art, and Technology alumni with lives lived and stories to tell.
Subscribe to the FCAT After School Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll be sending a new episode down your feed every other Wednesday starting January 10th.
Or catch us on 90.1 FM CJSF every Tuesday at 4 p.m. starting January 16th.
All right, this is Wandering Rhythms. In the 2nd hour, we are traveling right now to Peru with Chacalón y la Nueva Crema.
Thank you.
yeah, there we have it. The beginning of our hour through the music of Peru, a fantastically wonderful place. And I'm going to let a little bit more Chacalón play in the background there. Try not to dance. I love that. He does that literally before at every song at the beginning. He goes, Chacalón y la nueva crema. Yeah, Chacalón's band, I guess, is called The New Cream. How would you feel if your band leader called you The New Cream? Probably pretty good, I guess. Anyway, Chacalón y la nueva crema. So, tell you a bit about that in a second. But Peru, yes, I just got back from a month-long journey. I only visited the southern half of the country, but it was just a wonderful adventure. I'm kind of obsessed with Peru lately, and that song that we just heard, it's called, by the way, Siempre, Siempre, Siempre Te Amaré, Always Your Love. Very sweet love song, basically saying, I'll love you forever despite any of your faults and anything that's wrong, you know, I'll be there for you. And I know you'll be there for me too. There's no negativity in that song at all. It's just beautiful. And so, yeah, I was traveling around Peru, visited the mountains, you know, Cusco, the traditional culture of the Quechua people, you know, formerly Inca descendants of that amazing, amazing culture, which I can't even get into, but just the stuff that they did, the building, the architecture, the engineering, just unbelievable. So anyhow, the mountains up into the Amazon jungle a little bit, and the coastline, Lima, and the big city. So Peru has all the landscapes, it seems, and lots of different styles of music. So this style of music that we heard and are still hearing by Chacalón, it's known as chicha music. And if you've listened to the show, you've perhaps heard it 100 times already. I love it. I even play in a band that plays a very similar, approximation of this. We're called a Mingua. And Chacalón, I didn't know him well. Like, I knew a lot of the Amazonian cumbia bands, like Los Mirlos and Los Wemblers and Juaneco y Sucumbo, bands from the Peruvian Amazon. That's where the style of music started. So it's like, it's cumbia, which started in Colombia, started spreading south in South America, and then Peruvians electrified it, and instead of doing it with horns and accordions and stuff, it started to become like more of a rock band form, although with all the percussion instruments as well, the bongos, sometimes congas, güiro, etc. So yeah, long story, but basically Chacalón brought it to Lima, and a lot of people migrants coming from the mountains, from the Andes, into the big city, and he really made an urban form of chicha music. So that's what we're hearing. Very fuzzy guitars, and he's like his mother was from the mountains, she was Andean, so he brought this kind of folk style to it, and popularized it for like as a folk hero of the working class, and then, you know, making it accessible for everybody. So Chacalón y la Nueva Crema, and really one of the most famous influential bands, I don't think so much abroad, but in Peru, like, I heard people talk about him, and he died at the age of 44 in 1994. He was still at the height of his career, still living in Lima, and he had some health problems that went basically untreated, a heart condition, and he passed away, and it was a huge, huge event in Lima. We heard from his 83 album Los Admirados, once again, Siempre Te Amaré, Chacalón y la Nueva Crema. His real name is Lorenzo Palacio Quispe, but everybody knows him as Chacalón. And that was a big influence on Los Chapilax, who we're going to hear soon, one of my fave current chicha bands. So the style is, you know, quite considered like old-fashioned maybe in some circles these days, but there are bands still keeping that style alive, Los Chapilax. So, but next, going to hear something different, some Afro-Peruvian music. We're going to hear from one of the most famous musicians, I believe. I mean, I'm not Peruvian, but I think she's well known. Susana Baca. This is a she just passed 50 years of her career, so 50 year anniversary a few years ago, and she released this album, Palabras Urgentes, and this is arranged and produced by Michael League, the bass player and leader of the band Snarky Puppy, American jazz fusion band. So yeah, still got that Peruvian touch for sure in a big way. And this song we're gonna hear, Negra del Alma, has that wino vibe to it, the Andean style. It's spelled, by the way, it's not wino like somebody who's drunk on wine. It's H-U-A-Y-N-O, wino, but in English it sounds like wino, unfortunately. Anyhow, it has that vocal, that melody that, you probably heard it. Didn't know, maybe it was from the Andes of Peru, but yeah, there's like, you know, the guy playing the zampono, the panpipes in seemingly every city in the world, so everybody's somewhat influenced by that, or heard that music. So without further ado, Susana Baca, Negra del Alma, here on Wandering Rhythms. By the way, she's from Lima, born and raised in Chorrillos, just south of the city. Wandering Rhythms here in Peru. Thank you. yeah, Wandering Rhythms in Peru. And we just heard, well, I can't really stop playing Chicha music, so you're going to hear that maybe in every single set. But before that, we heard something totally different. So the Chicha song, though, was a short-lived band from the heyday of when everybody was playing that style of tropical rock and roll. The 70s. And I don't know. Oh, sorry, that was at 82, apparently. So late era Chicha. Like the Chacalón song we heard earlier. And the band is called Grupo Los Condores del Cusco, the Condors of Cusco. And the song was, well, their theme, Lamento del Condor. The Condors lament, because Condors, a lot to be sad about. Complicated. Yes, the band, short-lived, not seemingly well-known, but they're still available online. And Volcan Records, very cool label. They've been reissuing a lot of their old stuff, based in Cusco label, and a lot of huaynos and old Chicha cumbia bands. So yeah, that was the Condors of Cusco. And before that, we heard, which we're listening to in the background right now, we heard Manongo Muica, who is a percussionist based in Lima. And it's really, really wild stuff. It's basically, this fella has been going to the desert on the coast of Peru to visit pre-Hispanic ceremonial sites. And this is pre-Inca, like some of them are 1,000 years old or more. In fact, one of them is 4,000 years old. Sites such as Chanquillo and Las Aldas. And he's been making music in these places, and you could say maybe it's what a reimagining of what ancient music may have sounded like. There's another, if you get a chance to listen to it, another album on this label is called Buh Records out of Lima, B-U-H. That's all native instruments, Spanish instruments, like so flutes primarily, percussion, and sounds really cool. It's like an orchestra playing ancient instruments. So yeah, we got to hear that later on. This album by Manongo Muica, inspired by his trip to sacred sites in Peru, it's called Ritual Sonoro para Ruinas Circulares. Ritual Sonics for Circular Ruins. Mm-hmm. And then you got, of course, the Nazca lines, which are these famous ancient huge drawings made in rock in a very dry desert near southern Peru on the coast. So a lot of sacred sites, a lot of burials, a lot of ruins still to be discovered in Peru. Simply, if you had everybody digging up ruins, it would take a long time to do so. So the song we heard was Viaje al Templo del Fuego, Voyage to the Temple of Fire. And before that, the starting of the set was, what was it? Oh yes, Susana Baca, the wonderful classic artist from Lima, Afro-Peruvian, mixing all sorts of different stuff in her music. And we heard from her newer album, second last, Palabras Urgente, we heard Negra del Alma, which had some horns and very much huayno-inspired music. So, next. Oh yeah, we're going to hear a real classic huayno from Cusco. So Cusco is a famous city. It's very popular for tourism these days. It's the gateway to Machu Picchu. So I visited these places, the Valle Sagrado, the sacred valley between Cusco and Machu Picchu, and incredible place. Like, can't even describe it, but it's got Inca sites everywhere. And Cusco is the ancient Inca capital. So still the capital when the Spanish came and basically overthrew the Inca, and long battle between the two for control of the country. But eventually, of course, the Spanish took over. And yet, still, this culture is very, very strong in the mountains in the Andes of Peru. And this band, Cuarteto Cusco Criollo, has made an album of bueno music. So it's a mix of many different instruments. You got the charango, you got the violin, you got the, what else? You got the cana flute, very prominent in that style of music. Bandura, which is a many string, kind of like a bigger version of a mandolin. Mandolin's there as well. So let's just hear it. This is from an album called Huaynos del Sur. We're going to hear Noche de Luna. And if you listen, like, there's some interesting time signatures in this music. Sounds catchy. And if you don't think about it, it doesn't sound weird. But this song has a 7-7-4. So if you count to 7, that's what the kind of cycle of the melody is, which is just all the songs. There's ones at 11 and 5. So, yeah, interesting stuff. Night of the Moon, Noche de Luna, right here by Cuarteto Cusco Criollo.
Ay, mi palomita, que